Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was speaking, especially near the end of the program, about having an eternal perspective, that you look upon this life and its circumstances daily in light of eternity. What does this mean in light of eternity? Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Gregory the Great, and I want to read you a little introduction to Magnificat magazine. See how well this ties in with the message of having an eternal perspective. One of three popes to be called the Great, Gregory was born as barbarian tribes assaulted Rome, the bloody beginning of the Middle Ages. After a distinguished career in civil service, Gregory renounced all and entered the monastery. He was elected pope in the year 590. Gregory's level-headed yet profoundly prayerful approach maintained the peace and won souls for Christ among the invading tribes. Through the dialogues, that is, accounts of the heroism of the saints and his many letters, he guided and formed his flock. And this is what he said, quote, "Study, I beg you, and each day meditate on the words of your Creator." There it is. If you read the Word of God daily, if you take time, even if it's just a few verses, but if you allow the Word of God to take root in your heart, you will develop an eternal perspective. You really will. And it's a tremendous grace. Gregory said, "Study, I beg you, and each day meditate on the words of your Creator. Learn the heart of God in the words of God, so that you long more ardently for eternity." Let me repeat that. Learn the heart of God in the words of God, so that you long more ardently for eternity. Most people, when you say something about eternity, or they'll say, "Well, you know, not thinking about that, just trying to get through this life." Well, I understand that sentiment, but that's pretty short-sighted. If we know where we're going, if we know what our eternal destination is, that very much helps to shape our actions right now, because we're on the pathway. We're on the pathway. Or do we take multiple detours? Or do we get lost and forget who we are and where we're going? Reading the Word of God daily helps to keep us on the right path. Asking God for personal help a lot keeps us on the right path. First reading today is taken from Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 9 to 14. "Brothers and sisters, from the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power, in accord with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience, with joy giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light." It's one of Paul's longest sentences. I'm going to go back over it. It's a long sentence. "From the day we heard about you, we do not cease praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God." Let's just pause there in that long sentence. I pray for you as listeners. I don't think my prayer is nearly as effective or powerful as Paul's, but in my own little way, I pray for you every day. And that's what I pray for you for, that you may have the knowledge of God's will that you may have spiritual wisdom and understanding to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power. We need to call on God when we're in need, not just to say, I can't do this, but to call on God, give me what I need, and he will. And through all of that, we want to know the joy of giving thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. Brothers and sisters, you're going to inherit. It has been written for you. You're going to inherit. You're not just going to inherit so much money or property. You're going to inherit eternity of joy, an eternity of love, an eternity of peace. You are an heir of the kingdom of God. Do you believe that? It's the truth. Paul goes on to say, he delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. That's what Christ did for us upon the cross. He delivered us from the power of darkness. We don't have to be in subjection to the power of darkness. We can reject the lies. We can turn to the Lord. We can walk in the truth. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And elsewhere, we're told that the Holy Spirit is given to us as the first pledge, that is, as the down payment of our inheritance. If the Holy Spirit is the down payment, the pledge of my inheritance, my goodness, brothers and sisters, what glory awaits us. The Holy Spirit has guided me through so much, has upheld me when I've been cast down, has strengthened me when I felt weak, has given me gifts and graces and blessings that I don't deserve. If that's the first pledge of my inheritance, my goodness, what awaits us? Don't give in to the lies of the enemy. Don't give in to the world's trying to suffocate in you any knowledge or any desire or even any hope for heaven. Don't listen to it. Nurture the name of Jesus in your heart. Call upon him. Psalm 98, the Lord has made known his salvation. And we want to sing, says the psalmist, we want to sing of that salvation. Wow. I'm preaching to myself in a certain way. Lift up your head. Lift up your head. Open your eyes. Look at him. And walk by his light. Don't walk by your own fears. Don't walk by anger. Don't walk by despair. He is there, and he's there for you. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. That's hard labor, brothers and sisters, washing the nets. They're very, very heavy. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. So he calls to Simon and says, will you row me out? Here's Simon in the middle of trying. He's been laboring. And now the nets are the most precious possession he has besides his boat. And Jesus says to him, would you put me out into the deep water? And then lower your net for a catch. It doesn't make sense. Peter's been toiling all night. He's labored. He's tired. Brothers and sisters, God often comes to us just when we're, so to speak, at the end of our rope. We're tired. We're worn. And Jesus says, do this for me. When Jesus asks us to do something for him, it always comes with a greater blessing. But many of us reject it. And we say to God, not this time, I'm too busy. I have this one. That's a good idea. And we think it's our idea, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's a good idea, but I don't have time. Put first in your heart what is first in God's heart. Put first in your heart what is first in God's heart. And you watch what happens. Look what happened to Peter. He asked him to put out a short distance from the shore, and then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Remember, Simon's the professional. Simon said in reply, Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets. Brothers and sisters, that's the kind of faith we're being asked to exercise in many situations. It might not be an obvious miracle, but the fruit of whatever our labor will be a blessing. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. Not good. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats. What if people hadn't cooperated with one another? They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. I don't deserve this. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him. Think of it. He's toiled all night. He knows these waters. He knows the temperature of the waters. He knows what works. He's had years of experience. And he's overwhelmed by the miracle of God. And he knows it's a miracle. He says, Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. In other words, you're too good for me. You're too good for me. For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made seized him and all those who were with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. There's when Peter was willing to do what Jesus said, then Jesus reveals to him his real vocation and his call in life. From now on, you will be catching men. God many times asks us to do something, to walk in faith, to exercise faith. And it's out of that that we many times see a whole new direction in life, or at least a reinforcement of the direction that we're going in. God speaks to us in all kinds of ways, brothers and sisters. We have to have ears that are attentive. Yes, we need discernment. Yes, we need to test things out with other people, absolutely. But don't be afraid to launch out into the deep. When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. Will you? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.